leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Here in Salisbury, Maryland, on Wednesday night at Purdue Stadium, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Hi, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds and Mudcats going to play game 2-6 here this week. Shorebirds trying to snap now a 7-game losing streak after the Mudcats came from behind a couple of different times in last night's game. Mostly a 3-run deficit, but shaped it back to a couple of runs different number of times, but Carolina comes away with a 7-5 victory over the Shorebirds yesterday in the series opener. Bright spots for the Shorebirds, 3 runs in the first inning. Isaac De Leon, a 2-run homer, extended his hitting streak out to 11, but after that first inning, the Shorebirds didn't really get all too much. A 2-run, 2-out single in the fourth inning from Creed Willems made it 5-2 at the time. Then after that, Carolina with 5 unanswered the rest of the way, went on to win 7-5. Couple of key costly errors for the Shorebirds in that one as they commit 3 errors again. They have committed multiple errors in every game going back to July the 28th. And for a team that is right now the worst in the Carolina League by fielding percentage, they're at 952. Also have the most errors at 171. Each error consistently seems to be more costly than the last. But today, a new day. The Shorebirds, who have now had 3 7-game losing streaks this season, will try to avoid pushing it to 8 once again. It's Moises Chassé on the hill for the Shorebirds. He makes the start. He's 1-3 with a 5.40 ERA this season. He'll be in tandem with Dylan Hyde out of the bullpen. Hyde 2-2 with a 4.81 ERA. Carolina, they go with Steven Cruz. Cruz is 3-5 with a 4.87 ERA. And a big tip of the cap yesterday to the Mudcats bullpen, as even though Jefferson Figueroa in the end ended up struggling relatively, things could have been far worse on his line as he ended up giving up 5 runs over 5 innings. But after that first inning where he gave up 3, he was mostly okay. Mudcats bullpen then threw 4 scoreless down the stretch, so they held on for the win. They got big performances. Merrick Brown Jr., the Brewers' first-round pick this season, hit his first career homer in yesterday's game, finished 2-for-4 with 3 driven in. So the Shorebirds, 7 losses in a row, and it just seems like day in and day out, it's 2 out of 3 facets of the game work, and the one that doesn't ends up costing them the game. Can they either A, mitigate that one piece of the game that isn't working for them here today, or can they have all 3 things click at once? Offensively, just 5 hits yesterday. They had 4 hits in each of the past 2 games prior. So of late, it's been more of the offense. Pitching hasn't held up their end of the bargain really either. So they've given up more than 7 runs now in every game here during the homestand. It's mighty hard to win games when you're allowing more than 7 runs per contest. The Shorebirds with the league's worst ERA at 5.56. But maybe today is the day for the Shorebirds to get back to their winning ways. Let's go ahead and introduce the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Carolina Mudcats, Robert Moore leads it off. He's at second base. Eric Brown Jr. is the shortstop. He bats second. Jay Savina is the center fielder. He bats third. Jesus Chirinos, the cleanup man, plays first base. Luis Castillo, the DH in tonight's game, he bats fifth. Hedbert Perez, the left fielder, bats sixth. Eduardo Fernandez plays right field, and he'll bat 7th. Brandon Giraba, the third baseman, bats 8th. And Alex Hall, he was with Mudcats last season, back down from High A, Wisconsin. He bats 9th, does the catching for Steven Cruz on the hill for the Mudcats. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Shorebirds. Luis Valdez leads it off. He's at second base. Elio Prado, the left fielder, bats 2nd. Reed Trimble, the center fielder, hits 3rd. Michel Deson, he'll be the DH tonight. He bats 4th. Isaac De Leon, in his 11-game hitting streak, bats 5th. He'll play 3rd base as well. Frederick Bencosme, the shortstop, bats 6th. Steven Acevedo, the right fielder, bats 7th. Creed Willems at first base in tonight's game hits eighth, and Brian Hernandez does the catching, batting ninth for Moises Chaussee on the mound for the Shorebirds tonight. One thing we can provide a little bit of an update on is we actually finally figured out, mine's smarter than me, who it was that got ejected for the Mudcats last night. That was their pitching coach, Drew Thomas. As for a little while, I was unaware who it was for the Mudcats who actually got tossed from the game last night by Jalen Goodman. It was Thomas. Process of elimination brought us to that. It was just funny that he was the one who ended up being ejected, given that it was the Mudcats at bat. You would have figured that Thomas would have been a bit more vocal when his pitchers were on the mound. Instead, role reversal, and it's the pitching coach who gets canned when the Mudcats are actually at the plate. But anyways, the Mudcats with the win last night, 7-5 over the Shorebirds. They're now 53-50 on the season, 19-18 here in the second half, 5.5 games back of the Fredericksburg Nationals, who have already been postponed today against Augusta. So the Mudcats with a win can pick up another half game. Shorebirds, the loss last night, they fall to 34-68. Now at 13-24, that is their low point here this season, 34 games under 500. Game 103 tonight for the Shorebirds, trying for win number 35. And just try to gain some positive momentum here in the second half of this homestand. Shorebirds about to take the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter a bouncing ball fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
National anthem's been played, and that means it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Welcome, everybody. Purdue Stadium, the site here in Salisbury, Maryland. Delmarva Shorebirds, Carolina Mudcats, game 2 of 6 here this week. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds trying to snap a 7-game losing streak as they fell last night to the Mudcats 7-5. 7-game losing streak ties the longest this season for the Shorebirds, while Carolina has now won 3 in a row. It's Moises Chaussee in the hill for Delmarva in this one. Moises trying to follow up a pretty solid outing his last time out, as he's now 1-3 on the season and a 5.40 ERA on the campaign. 13 games, 9 starts, 33 1/3 innings for Moises, 19 years old out of Venezuela. Has struck out 42 and walked 28. 31 hits, 25 runs, 20 earned. And opponents hitting .238 against him. He's on the bump for Delmarva, and this is the defense that is set up behind him. Elio Prado is in left, Reed Trimble in center, Steven Acevedo in right. Isaac De Leon's at third, Frederick Bencozme at short, Luis Valdez at second, with Creed Willems over at first. Brian Hernandez does the catching. Turns out to be a pretty nice night for baseball here. We had been anticipating rain basically all day long, but it's missed us here in Salisbury, even though the other side of the bay is getting pummeled right now. A couple of clouds overhead, but nothing too threatening. High 70s, pretty good humidity. But when you're playing baseball, it's always a good time. Shorebirds and their home whites changing from their Maryland Pride uniforms yesterday. Shorebirds in black across the front, black numbers in the back with white pants, black hats for the home team. Mudcats, they wore the red yesterday, they wear them again today. Red jersey, Mudcats in white across the front with white numbers on the front and back, with gray pants and then a red hat with a black bill. Second baseman Robert Moore leads it off for the second straight day for the Mudcats. Made his Carolina debut yesterday. Went 1-for-5 with a double. Did strike out 3 times, stole a base, scored a run. Second round pick out of Arkansas this year by the Brewers. 20 years old out of Kansas. Switch hitter. Feet close together from the left side. Chasse, the righty, into his wind in the first pitch of the game. His fastball inside, and we're underway at 7:06 here from Purdue Stadium. 1-0 pitch. Moore swings and hits it in the air to right. Acevedo freezes, now in a couple of steps, and he puts it away for the first out of the game. 2 pitches, 1 out for Moises Chasse to start this one out. That brings up Eric Brown Jr. He was the star of the show yesterday for the Mudcats after being rung up on a pitch clock violation in his first at-bat. First pitch, slider is outside for ball one. He then went on to have an RBI single, a two-run homer, his first professional long ball, leading the Mudcats to the win. 1-0. Breaking ball misses down and away. 2 balls, no strikes. 27th overall pick this year by the Brewers out of Coastal Carolina. Faces Chasse, 6-1, 213, right-handed pitcher in the 2-0. Brown swings and pops it up. Right on top of the mound, first baseman Willems down the line calls for it, and Creed puts it away for the second out here in the first. So, good start for Chasse, 5 pitches in, 2 outs. And that brings up Jace Avina. Avina finished 0-for-5 last night with 3 strikeouts. But it was his pop-up in the 7th that was dropped, led to 2 runs and ultimately the win for the Mudcats. First pitch home. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one. No score top of the first from Salisbury. Mudcats batting. Avina, right-handed batter. Relatively square stance. Chasse the wind and the pitch. This is down and away with an off-speed pitch. 1-1. Chasse, a 4-pitch mix. 4-seam fastball, 2-seamer, slider and changeup. 1-1. Hit in the air, out of play, right field side. 1-2. Outfield straight away, Trimble in center, especially deep. Avina does have good pop. 3 homers in 3 games. He's actually leading the Arizona complex in homers before his promotion. 1-2 is fouled back and out of play. Count remains at 1-2. Chasse looking for a 1-2-3 first. Here's the pitch. And Avina swings and lines it into center. That's a base hit, and Chasse's dreams of a 1-2-3 first die along with it. Base hit for Avina. And there's a man at first with 2 outs for Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos hitting 4th for the second straight day. The top 7 in the order actually remain the same for Carolina, just a couple of different positions, switching around left, right, and DH between Castillo, Perez, and Fernandez. But otherwise, Chirinos playing first again. Right-handed batter. Chasse, a high send in the pitch home. Fastball just a little high. Ball one. Calling balls and strikes tonight, it's Charlie Welling. His crewmate, Jalen Goodman, is out in the field. Chirino is hitting 224 this season. The pitch, he swings and misses. Strike one. 9 homers, 39 driven in. 8 doubles as well. 21 years old out of Venezuela. Faces a countryman out in the mound. 1-1 pitch. Chirino swings, barrels it up to deep straightaway right. Acevedo back on the warning track. It's over his head, and Karam's off the wall. Flying around third, Avina, he comes in to score, and into second standing with a double is Jesus Chirinos. And after 2 quick outs, the Mudcats with back-to-back hits. RBI double for Chirinos, and Carolina grabs an early lead. It's the Mudcats 1 and the Shorebirds nothing here in the top of the first. Double number 9 and RBI number 40 on the season for Chirinos. That brings up the DH, Luis Castillo. Left-handed batter. Chasse the set, fires home. And the fastball is on the outside corner at 92. Castillo went 0 for 3 last night with a walk. Did steal a base. 7 for 25 with the Mudcats playing in his 8th game. One pitch, rather. Change up misses. Oh, wow, that got the top of the zone. It's 0-2. On Castillo. Chasse deals. And Castillo takes down and away. 1-2. This season, Chasse, as far as splits go left and right, has been actually better against lefties than righties. A 2.22 average against lefties, 2.65 against righties. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a good running fastball up and away. Chasse strikes out Castillo. And that does it for the Mudcats here in the first. They do get a 2-out run, though. Jesus Chirinos and RBI double. On to the last of the first. It's Carolina 1 and the Shorebirds coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Home half of the first, it's Carolina 1 and Delmarva nothing. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds coming to bat for the first time against Steven Cruz on the mound for the Mudcats. Cruz comes in at 3-5 with a 4.87 ERA. 15th start for the right-handed pitcher, 6'2", 165 pounds out of Nicaragua. First man to face him, as always, is Luis Valdez, leading off for the second straight day. Switch hitter bats left in the first pitch home. Valdez fouls it back for strike one. On the season, Cruz 85 strikeouts, 17 walks, and 68 and a third innings. But he's really been stepping on his own toes a good bit this year. 0-1. Valdez swings, hits it in the air to left center field. A long run for Perez, but the left fielder sizes it up and puts it away in the gap. Nice play by the left fielder for the first out of the inning. So 1-0, nobody on. That brings up Elio Prado. Prado batting second, had a double in yesterday's game. The first pitch, this is down and away for ball one. Cruz, as far as shooting himself in the foot a couple of times this season, he's hit 7 batters and allowed 13 homers. That's a pretty good home run per 9 rate, as the 1-0 is rifled foul right field side. It's 1-1. Right on right matchup. Cruz hands together at the letters, lifts the leg in the pitch. Breaking ball misses outside, ball two. Pirano hitting 191 this season, one homer, 16 driven in. Pitch home. Checks his swing, slider just a little outside. They'll appeal to first. No swing, says Jalen Goodman. Three balls, one strike. Cruz first base out of the rubber, rocks and deals. And Prado swings and pops it up, sky high. Left field side of the diamond, third baseman Jaraba calling for it on the infield grass. He puts it away for the second out of the inning. Defensive alignment for the Mudcats. It's Hedbert Perez in left, Jay Sabina in center, and Warkey Fernandez in right. Brandlin Jaraba at third, Eric Brown Jr. at short. Robert Moore is at second, Jesus Chirinos at first, and Alex Hall is behind the plate. Here's Reed Trimble, two outs, nobody on. Same situation the Mudcats found themselves in the top of the first before they scored a run. First pitch. Trimble takes outside for ball one. It's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. Trimble 9 for his first 46 with the Shorebirds, although he's been cold of late, 0 for his last 12 now. 1-0. Changeup floats outside for ball two. Trimble in open stance, good bend of the knees. Third baseman plays off the line of the pitch. Trimble swings and fouls it back. Strike one. Nobody on, two outs, bottom of the first. Shorebirds down a run early. Seven-game losing streak. It can often feel like 2-1. Down and in for ball three. Then over the course of this streak, the Shorebirds felt like that they're down a run before play has even started. Behind the eight ball constantly. 3-1. Trimble takes inside ball four, and Cruz walks him. And for the Shorebirds, unfortunately, part of that feeling of playing from behind and feeling like they're down a run before the game even starts is a lot of the times it is actually the case. They have given up so many first-inning runs here over the past 2 weeks. There are a lot of times before they even step to the plate. They are trailing here at home. Michael Desson bats, a man at first, two outs, and the pitch home. He swings and misses for strike one. Breaking ball down and away. Desson hitting 244, right-handed batter, the pitch. Breaking ball backs up, but it's on the inner half. Strike two. Desson, two homers, 25 driven in. Was 1-for-3 last night. Doubled off the right field fence. Cruz the set and the pitch. Slider down and away. Good backhand pick by the catcher, Hall. Outfield straight away for Desson, infield straight up. Chirinos holds on, Trimble at first. Cruz set of the letters. Righty couple looks to first, now the pitch, and Desson swings and misses. Foul tips, fastball up, and Cruz strikes him out for the final out here in the first. Birds get a two-out base runner and leave him there. On to the second, it's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second, it's Carolina 1 and Delmarva nothing. Sam Gelli with you here on Wednesday night from Salisbury. A little hot, a little humid, but playing baseball. Always good weather when you're playing ball, no matter what. Hedbert Perez leads it off for the Mudcats, and the first pitch is inside from Moises Chassé for ball one. Perez, Fernandez, and Juraba here in the second for Carolina. Chassé's 1-0. Perez swings, lifts it in the air to left center. Left fielder Prado wades over, camps under it, and puts it away for the first out here in the second. It's a shame Chassé's first inning got derailed by the back-to-back two-out hits because he was so efficient through the first two batters at just five pitches. Shorebirds have not been getting a lot of length from their starters during the seven-game losing streak. It's been quite a while since any starter went five innings. First pitch from Chassé to Eduardo Fernandez misses outside for ball one. Last time the Shorebirds had a starter that went five, you have to go all the way back. Oh boy, I'm still looking. To Davey Cruz, 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. 1-1, his quality start on the road in Lynchburg. Win six innings that day. That was back on July the 28th, 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside to Fernandez, 2-1. Technically, Dylan Hyde the next day went five innings out of the bullpen, but they're not counting that for starter's sake. 2-1 on Fernandez, hitting 273 the pitch. He swings, it's a looping liner down the right field line, that's foul. 2-2. One out, nobody on for Fernandez. On the season for Carolina, playing his 13th game. One homer, four driven in. Chassé, the wind, and the 2-2. Fastball called, strike three, inside corner. Able to shave the edge in Fernandez, who was lifting his arms out of the way. Chassé, his second strikeout of the game. And there's two away here in the second. Chassé's last start against Augusta last week was one of the better ones Delmarva has gotten here in this homestand. First pitch to Juraba. He swings and pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. Willems gives it a look in front of the Mudcats. Dugout leans over the railing and puts it away. Good job by Creed Willems, getting his bearings, holding on to it, and retiring the side in order for the Shorebirds here in the second. 1-2-3 frame on to the last of the second. It's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Bonus Dodgers Day Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Bottom of the second, it's Carolina 1 and Delmarva nothing. 1-2-3 frame at the top of the inning for Moises Chassé. Hopefully a little bit of momentum now for the Shorebirds. Isaac De Leon leads it off. He's their hottest hitter of late. Now on an 11-game hitting streak. De Leon, a two-run homer last night, his eighth of the season. He's now driven in 44. Hitting 225, a 739 OPS. Right-handed batter, the first pitch from Steven Cruz. Big overhand breaking ball. Misses just a little high for ball one. De Leon playing third base. Steven Cruz, the starter for the Mudcats, worked around a two-out walk in the first to post a scoreless inning. The 1-0. Yanks fastball way outside at 92. 2-0. De Leon's hot streak has bumped his average above 200, hopefully to stay for the rest of the season. 2-0 pitch. De Leon swings and fouls it back, strike one. As prior to that, he'd been hovering around 200, dipping above, below, but never really finding a home. But over the past couple of weeks, he has turned it up to another level. Past 15 games, he has just one game without a hit. 2-1. Fastball misses up and in. 3-1. And the confidence with which De Leon's hitting right now, you can just see in his mannerisms how he takes pitches. When he isn't able to barrel up a pitch, he looks almost shocked. 3-1. De Leon swings and misses, chased high and out of the zone. 3-2. Cruz, a lean in, gets his sign. Steps into the wide and the 3-2. De Leon swings and fouls it back and out of play. Count remains at 3-2. De Leon leading off the second for the Shorebirds, down a run. 3-2 again. And De Leon swings and misses. Fastball in the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cruz. And that's the first out here in the second. One out, nobody on. Here's Frederick Benkozme. Benkozme 0 for 1 last night with 3 walks. His hitless Schneid still remains at 0 for 11, but he's still batting .347 this season. The pitch. Fastball is way inside for ball 1. 2 homers, 21 driven in. Frederick, 19 years old this entire season, a Christmas Day baby. December 25th, 2002. One out, nobody on, and the pitch. Benkozme swings and dribbles it foul. First base side, 1-1. Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. Bottom of the second. Shorebirds trying to snap a 7-game losing streak. Cruz into his motion, the pitch. And Benkozme serves it out of play. Left field side. 1-2, beg your pardon. Infield relatively straight on for Benkozme, except for Juraba at third. He plays off the line. Benkozme digs in, now calls time. Steps out. Cruz steps into the motion, the pitch, and it misses just low. Off speed, Benkozme watched it all the way into Hall's glove. 2-2. Cruz with left foot in front of right. Hands together the letters into his windup and the 2-2. Benkozme, a soft liner down the left field side that'll spin out of play up into the berm. 2-2. Cruz trying to sit down Benkozme, battling here with two strikes. Another break-even pitch, and the fastball misses high. 3-2. Back-to-back full counts for Cruz to open up the second. One out, nobody on after he struck out De Leon to start the game or start the inning. Payoff pitch. And Ben Cosme hits it in the air to right. A little bit off the end of the bat. Fernandez back a couple of steps. And the right fielder puts the squeeze on it for the second out of the inning. Just enough out on his front foot. Ben Cosme can't quite barrel it up. He's retired, and there's two away here in the second. That brings up Steven Acevedo. Acevedo, his first start of the series after playing in five straight games to close out last week. 2 outs, nobody on, and the pitch. Big overhand breaking ball drops in at the knees, 73 on the gun. Strike one. Acevedo, one homer, nine driven in, hitting 171. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tighter breaking ball in the outside corner at 83. 0-2. Cruz trying to set down the sign in order here in the second. Acevedo trying to extend the inning, the 0-2. Slider down and away in the dirt. Ball and two strikes. Carolina 1-0 lead here in the second on Jesus Chirino's two-out first inning RBI double. 1-2 on Acevedo. Steven v. Steven matchup, the 1-2. Fastball's a little high, just above the belt. Two balls, two strikes. Steven Acevedo out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, while Steven Cruz, both spelled S-T-I-V-E-N, out of Managua, Nicaragua. 2-2. Acevedo able to barrel one up. Deep right center, Fernandez on the run. Has it sized up in the warning, in front of the warning track in right center. He puts it away for the final out here in the second. Birds go down in order. On to the third, it's Carolina 1, Delmarvin nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro Brand Scrapple. On Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. Buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Top of the third, it's Carolina 1 and Delmarva nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here on Wednesday night from Salisbury. 9-1-2 due up for the Mudcats. Moises Chassé throws to Alex Hall, and the fastball misses high for ball one. Hall, the catcher for the Mudcats, swamping in for Jesus Chirinos, who had a nice game out of the 9-hole yesterday. 1-0, fastball misses up and in for ball two. Hall playing in his first game back with the Mudcats this season. Spent basically all of last year with Carolina. 2-0, takes a breaking ball high for ball three. And Chassé, first sign of lost control here today. First eight he'd faced, he allowed two hits, struck out two, and that's it. 3-0 pitch. Hall swings and fouls it off. The catcher Hernandez up and back into the seats, and on a nice, lazy foul, somebody able to pick up Nice catch. So 3-1 on Hall. 23 years old out of Perth, Australia. 3-1. Fastball misses outside for ball four. And Hall walks to open up the third. And it's been like this the entire season, not just the losing streak, but it's the small little things of walking the leadoff man, and even more so walking the leadoff man when it's the nine-hole hitter. See how this might come back to bite Chassé. Now the top of the order, Robert Moore stands in. He flied to right his first time up. Takes a hack at the first pitch and fouls it back and out of play. Strike one. Chassé at 31 pitches. He's been limited to about 60 to 70-ish since coming off the IL. Randy Barraguete is already standing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. The 0-1. Moore swings and slaps it in the air to left towards the line. Prado over, left fielder under it. He puts it away for the first down here in the third. That brings up Eric Brown Jr., the shortstop. He popped to first his first time up. Runner at first, one out. It's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing, top of the third. And the first pitch home is a breaking ball down and away to Brown. Ball one. Chassé, shoulder high set, the pitch. Another slider down and away. Ball two, and you can just tell it from the first two games that Brown has played with Carolina. He has a very good eye at the plate. Seems to have a pretty good command of his own strike zone and gauging pitches out of the hands. 2-0. He swings and hits a grounder to third. Back in the bag, De Leon Fields goes to second. One relay to first, not in time. Good turn all the way around, but trying to go around the horn on Brown. More difficult than you'd like. Good, fast player. So he replaces Hall over at first on the fielder's choice. And with two away, that brings up Jace Avina. He started the two-out rally in the first for Carolina with a single. Came around to score on Jesus Chirinos' RBI double. The pitch, fastball, cut on, missed. Strike one. Two outs, a runner at first. Top of the third, Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. Here's the pitch, Moore runs from first, and the pitch is fouled off. First base side, 0-2, or I should say Brown runs from first. He'll head back there now after the foul ball. That's 0-2. Oh and 2 on Avina, Mudcats three-hole hitter. 0-2, runner goes from first again, pitch misses high, the throw to second on the money, and Brown is out. Brian Hernandez, a strike to second, throws out Eric Brown Jr. for the final out here in the third. Nobody left on for the Mudcats on no hits. On the last of the third, it's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds actions from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. The Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream. Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases After the Game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget?
Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Home half of the third, it's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. Creed Williams leads it off for the Shorebirds. Again, Stephen Cruz, who's retired now four in a row. Shorebirds have now been shut out, actually, going all the way back to the fourth inning of yesterday's game. So now seven straight innings without a run. First pitch to Williams, misses just outside with an off-speed pitch. Ball one. 8-9-1, due up for the Shorebirds. Williams gets it going. Playing first base tonight. Left-handed batter open, stands the pitch. Fastball on the inside, black, 1-1. Williams 1-for-4 last night with a two-run single. Now 12 RBIs in the season, two homers, hitting 156. Infield plays him to pull the pitch. He swings, it's a little number off the mound to the shortstop. Brown stays down on it. Throws to first and retires Williams for the first out here in the third. That had the potential to be a very tough play for Brown, but he stayed very calm with it. Ball off the end of the bat, a lot of side spin. Karam's off the mound, don't know where it's going to go or how it's going to react. But the first out of the inning recorded, and that brings up Ryan Hernandez, the catcher. Brian batting ninth. Hitting 182, three homers, eight driven in. And that'll be a pitch clock violation on Cruz. Automatic ball. So 1-0 on Hernandez. Pitch. Breaking ball, misses down low, and Hernandez ahead in the count. 2-0. Brian playing relatively well of late. Overall, his number is not ideal at just 182. But prior to going 0-for-3 back on Saturday, swings the 2-0 here, comes up empty, 2-1. Had been on a nice little mini four-game hitting streak. Open stands from the left side. Shorebirds down 1-0, last of the third. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Chase down and away. It's 2-2. Two and two on Hernandez. One out, nobody on. Last of the third. Kick and the pitch. And Hernandez swings and misses. Fastball up and away. And Cruz comes back after the automatic ball. And sits down Hernandez pretty quickly for the second out here in the third. So first time through the order for Cruz. He doesn't allow a hit. Just one walk, strikes out three. At the top of the order now, it's Luis Valdez. Fly to left his first time up. Switch hitter bats left and the pitch home. Fastball on the outside corner, strike one. Luis, the league leader in stolen bases with 58. Three away from setting a Shorebird single season record, the pitch. Breaking ball floats in on the outside corner. A little bubble at 72. Dancing its way on home. So quickly, two strikes on Valdez. Cruz gets his sign, the pitch. And Valdez foul tips it, held on to by Hall for strike three. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Cruz to end the third. On to the fourth. It's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest game with the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games in 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Three innings in the books. It's Carolina 1 and Delmarva nothing. Top of the fourth, Jay Zavina leads it off for the Mudcats. 3-4-5 to up against Moises Chasse, and the first pitch home is a fastball that misses up and in for ball one. Avina singled with two outs in the first. Came around to score on the Torino's RBI double. Swings the 1-0 here, fouls it back and out of play. 1-1. Avina, right-handed batter, and the 1-1. He swings, and a little tapper just foul down the third baseline. Ball and two strikes, and it took me a little while to figure out who Avina was reminding me of, just a little bit of the play. But I think it's finally clicked, and it's a little bit of Chris Bryant. Bend the knees, relatively closed stance, resting the bat just off his back shoulder. 1-2. Fastball misses high for ball two. Now, Avina grew up in Reno, Nevada, and Bryant, although not a Reno resident, did grow up in Las Vegas, so maybe a connection there. The 2-2, it's fouled back. Count stays at 2-2. Chasse, the wind and the 2-2. Breaking ball misses down and away. Three balls, two strikes. Three and two on Avina. Chasse the rock and the pitch, and the fastball is low for ball four. And Chasse walks the leadoff man for the second straight inning. So Avina at first again for Jesus Chirinos. RBI double to right field his first time on. Produced the only run of the game to this point. Chasse from the stretch kicks the leg and the pitch home. It is a slider outside for ball one. Middle infield at double play depth. Avina short lead from first and the pitch. Chirino swings and hits a little cue ball at the plate. Foul ball, 1-1. Big news around Birdland Day today on the prospect side of things. Jackson Holliday has made his Orioles debut. FCL Orioles debut, that is. Picked up a hit, stolen base in his first at-bat. 1-1. Chirino swings and misses. It's 1-2. And before everybody comes down on me and asks, when will Holliday be here this season, don't exactly get your hopes up. I can't remember the last time a first-round pick, no less a high school pick, 1-2, misses inside 2-2, ended up making it to full-season baseball in the same year that they were drafted. That is very rare if it's ever happened at all. 2-2. Runner goes from first, pitches, misses outside. The throw to second on a hop is in time. For some reason, Avina stopped running. I don't know what happened with Avina there. But he pulled up going into second. Either somebody at short or second deked him out, or when he looked in, he thought the pitch was fouled off. But Hernandez throws out his second runner of the game. 3-2. Breaking ball's a called strike three. And on two pitches, the Shorebirds get two outs. Huge turn of the tide here in the fourth for the Mudcats, as what ostensibly could have been a stolen base and then a full count on Chirinos instead turns into a caught stealing and a strikeout. First pitch to Luis Castillo. He swings and misses for strike one. Because Avina had that base stolen. Hernandez had to throw from his knees. Was a good one-hop throw, but Avina had a good jump. He would have been in safely had he not come in pretty lame to second. 1-0 missed inside for ball one. Castillo struck out swinging his first time off the pitch. He swings, fouls it off the top of the net, and it lands in the seats. 1-2. One-two pitch. Castillo, a high chopper back in the middle. A tough hop for Ben Cosme. Fields in the short outfield grass, throws to first, and Willems had to jump for it and couldn't get the tag down in time. And it's an error on Frederick Ben Cosme. So the inning continues now for Henbert Perez. Left-handed hitter, open stance. Chasse the set and the pitch. Perez swings and rifles one out to deep right, but Acevedo able to get to the spot in front of the warning track and put it away for the final out here in the fourth. Mudcats leave a man after a walk and an error. On to the last of the fourth, it's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. Everything inside is air ball. Your favorite treats, craft beer, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12. The watch the other starts at tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, it's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. Elio Prado leads off for the Shorebirds against Steven Cruz, who has twirled three shutout thus far for the Mudcats. He's now retired seven in a row as well. Allowed just one base runner on the night as is. A walk to Reed Trimble back in the first. The pitch home. Breaking ball misses outside to Prado for ball one. Prado popped to third his first time up. Prado was 1-for-3 last night with a double and a walk plus a run scored. The 1-0. Prado swings, hits it in the air out of play. right field side. One ball, one strike. Shorebirds trying to find their stride offensively. Five hits again last night. Third straight game that they've had five or fewer hits. 1-1 pitch. Fastball rushes up on the outside corner. 1-2. Sun's starting to set. Lights turning on in full effect, hopefully, for the rest of the game. 1-2. Prado takes a little outside for ball two. Was starting to lose count. Our third light delay last night. They got turned back on, which is every time they've come back on the 2-2. Prado swings, stings one out to left center field, falling fast. Avina on the run, and the center fielder has to play it on a couple of hops. He fires it back in quickly, and Prado held just a single. Here to open the fourth, the Shorebirds' first hit of the game. I suppose the lights going out would be worse if they didn't come back on. But they're on. We're playing under them. And the Shorebirds now run, send Reed Trimble to the plate. Runner at first, nobody out. Trimble switch hitter bats left. Walked his first time up in the pitch home. He swings and fouls it off the plate. Strike one. Right out of the moon, high over the right field foul pole. Beautiful twinge of orange. Almost like a big tangerine up in the sky. Prado at first, nobody out. And a throw over to first. He is back to the bag standing. First base runner for the Shorebirds since Trimble walked back in the first. Trimble at the plate now, the 0-1. Misses outside, 1-1. Reed high black socks, waves his all-natural bat out of the mound. Black batting gloves with orange accents on it, a shiny orange. 1-1. Trimble swings and misses, nearly fell down to a knee. Breaking ball down and in. 1-2. Prado at first, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds down a run, hitting here. 1-2. Trimble takes outside. Two balls, two strikes. Prado just 2-for-3 stealing bases this season. Takes his lead, held on by Chirinos. Cruz sent just above the belt. The pitch misses up and away. Prado bluffed from first. Darts back to the bag pretty quickly as Hall checks in on him. And it's 3-2, so now maybe an actual chance for Prado to take off from first. Three and two on Trimble. Cruz ready. Here's the pitch. Prado runs and Trimble hits it in the air to left. Shallow. Perez a late jump now comes breaking in. Gets the spot and puts it away for the first out of the inning. Prado back to first without much fuss. And there's one out here in the fourth. That brings up Michael Desone. Desone struck out his first time on. Cruz with four strikeouts so far in the game. Righty comes set on the hill, faces the righty Desone at the plate. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is just a touch high at 69. Slowest pitch of the game we've seen. Prado at first, the tying run. Still early. Bottom of the fourth. Shorebirds down 1-0. 1-0. Prado's running, and Desone hits a hard grounder to short. Brown fields it, looks to second, instead just throws to first. And Chirinos barely holds a toe on the bag to retire Desone. Second out of the inning. Prado up to second. And that brings up Isaac De Leon. De Leon struck out his first time on an 11-game hitting streak. Chance to extend it to 12 here and drive in the Shorebirds' first run, maybe tie the game. Prado at second, two outs. Here's the pitch. And breaking ball flips in down the middle, actually. And De Leon stuttering out of the box. Strike one. Bottom of the fourth, Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. Shorebirds with a man at second for De Leon, the pitch. And De Leon waves away. Breaking ball outside. 0-2. De Leon leads the Shorebirds in a couple of different offensive categories. RBIs with 44. Extra base hits right now, that's at 25. Oh and 2 on De Leon, the pitch. Slider down and away, it's 1-2. One category he still does lead in and will for the foreseeable future is walks, 65. It's third best in the Carolina League. Even though during this hot streak, De Leon's actually been walking less. 1-2. De Leon breaks his bat on a grounder back to the mound on one knee. Cruz able to field it, flips it over to first, retires De Leon, and the inning is over. Shorebirds get a hit, leave a man aboard. Go to the onto the fifth now. It's Carolina 1 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. So they start at just $12 to watch the other stars of tomorrow on Delmarva Today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's a full moon kind of night. Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing, top of the fifth. Maybe it's a full moon that's going to push the Shorebirds past the 7-game losing streak. That's what it's going to take to snap this skid. First pitch to Eduardo Fernandez from Moises Chassé. Misses up and in for ball one. Hugo Beltran starting to warm out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Chassé the wind and the 1-0. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Chassé allowed a run in the first and since then has allowed base runners in the third and fourth, but nothing else up on the scoreboard. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. It's 1-2. Fernandez struck out looking his first time up. Chassé the wind and the pitch. Fernandez takes a called strike three. Breaking ball in the inside corner. Able to freeze him for the second time tonight. One out here in the fifth. So it looks like Beltran, I imagine, will be responsible for the sixth. And then you allow Dylan Hyde to throw the final three tonight. First pitch to Brandon Jaraba. Misses up high for ball one. Didn't get to talk much about Jaraba his first time up as he popped out on the first pitch. Playing his first game here with the Mudcats this season. Out of Cartagena, Colombia. Weak swing at the 1-0. He fouls it back 1-1. 20 years old here at the Brewers. Chassé trying to go 5 innings for the first time in his career. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses high for ball 2. He's certainly used enough pitches in other outings to go 5, but he's never been this efficient. Right now at 63 through 4 1/3. 2-1. Fastball just off the outside corner. Chassé, feet crossed, looking in at Charlie Welling, trying to decipher where that pitch missed. 3-1. The pitch. Fastball about an inch away from that prior spot. This time on the outside corner. It's 3-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Chassé, the rock, and the 3-2. And it's fouled back. Count still full. Shorebirds down a run, top of the 5th. Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. So far, Chassé and Cruz dueling each other. 3-2. Fastball is low, ball 4, and Chassé loses Juraba and walks his second or third man, rather, of the game. Runner at first, one out, and that brings up Alex Hull, who was the first man that Chassé walked back in the 3rd. Switch hitter, bats left. First pitch. Hall takes outside for ball 1. Chassé, a high set. Here's the pitch. And Hall pops it up behind home. Back and out of play. 1-1. Take our first look around Birdland here today. Nothing to report from Camden Yards, as unfortunately they're still in a rain delay there. We'll see how long they wait. 1-1. Hall swings and hits it on the ground by the dive of Willems at first. Valdez on the outfield grass dives, has it, throws to first, wide of the bag. It goes to the backstop, and each runner advances 2 bases. Nobody's covering home, but everybody rushes to the spot to keep the runners at 2nd and 3rd here with 1 out. There'll be a single and an error for Hall, as Valdez, a phenomenal diving stop, kept that ball in the infield, but should have just put it in his back pocket. Instead, tried to make the stupendous play and ends up putting runners at 2nd and 3rd with 1 out. So the top of the order, here's Robert Moore. He's flying out twice, and that'd be enough to bring home a run for Carolina. Switch hitter, bats left. Infield comes in for the Shorebirds. Chassé readies up at the shoulders. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and missed out in front of a changeup. Moore can't connect. Strike 1. Infield in for Delmarva. The pitch. Fastball misses high and away. 1-1. Wind starting to kick up a good deal here, blowing straight out to center. Some pretty dark clouds coming in overhead too. 1-1. Fastball down and in. Hernandez blocks on the backhand. Couldn't find it for a moment, but kept it close enough that Juraba wasn't going anywhere from 3rd. 2-1. Two balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch to Moore. He swings and lashes one out to right. Acevedo backing up, reaches up. It's over his head, and it hops up against the wall. 1 run scores, flying around 3rd. Here comes Hall, and already standing at 2nd is Moore with a 2-run double. And the Mudcats open this game up a bit. It's Carolina 3, Delmarva nothing here in the top of the fifth. Baseball was torched by Moore, and that's going to be it for Moises Chassé. He goes a career long, 4 1/3 innings, but can't get through five, and the Shorebirds' starting drought of five innings will continue. Hugo Beltran's coming on out of the bullpen. It's Carolina now 3, Delmarva nothing. TechNet call to the pen. Back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Still in the top of the fifth, it's Carolina 3, Delmarva nothing. Hugo Beltran digs over now for Moises Chassé on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance. When you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop, go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. Chassé goes 4 1/3 right now, has allowed 3 runs on 4 hits, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. And now Hugo Beltran replaces him, trying to limit the damage here in the fifth. First man he faces is Eric Brown Jr., right on right matchup. First pitch home. Brown takes a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. And I don't know if you believe in omens as much as I do, but there is currently a black cloud of death hanging up above us. 0-1 pitch. And Brown, a chopper down the third baseline. De Leon, a phenomenal pick, but loses his footing and can't get off a throw. At the very least, he just saved extra bases. It'll be an infield single for Brown. Moore stayed put at second, but De Leon with a phenomenal pick saved that from becoming an RBI double. But, I mean, I have seen many a weather formation in my lifetime, and I have never seen anything as pitch black as this cloud currently up above us. So two on and one out. Here's Jace Avina. It's 1-for-1, singled, walked, and scored. Right-handed batter. Beltran the set and the pitch. And Avina swings, hits it in the air to left, chasing Prado back on the warning track in front of the wall. He jumps and is able to reel it in. Pressed up against the wall, Prado able to throw his body at the padded fence and bring back extra bases for the second out of the inning. Elio Prado says, "I laugh in the face of your omens." Two outs. Beltran making his team leading 26th appearance. He is 4-5 with a 2.78 ERA. 6-1, 190 righty out of Columbia. Here's Jesus Chirinos. Two on, two out, and the pitch. Breaking ball down and away. They appeal to second, and no swing, says Jalen Goodman. Flag billowing out towards center. The 1-0. Chirinos can't lay off of that one. Tried to hold back. It went around on a breaking ball down and away. It's 1-1. Shorebirds down 3-0, top of the fifth. Two runs already in. Beltran trying to limit the damage. 1-1. Breaking ball just a little inside. 2-1. Chirinos, an RBI double back in the first inning, got the scoring started. Now has two on and two out. Pitch home, and he swings and rolls it to the backstop. 2-2. Now it looks like it has started to rain, albeit lightly right now. 2-2 on Chirinos. Beltran looks to second, fires home, and Chirinos shoots it out of play, right field side. Still 2-2. Dylan Hyde warming out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Imagine this will be the only inning that Beltran works, and Hyde will come on for the sixth. Two on, two out. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And Chirinos, a liner down the left field line. That's in for a base hit. And it goes all the way to the wall. Moore scores from second. Here comes Brown to third. He stops there. It's an RBI double again for Jesus Chirinos, his second of the game. And it's Carolina 4, Delmarva nothing here in the fifth. Closes the book on Moises Chassé. He allows 4 runs. How many of them are earned is still up for debate. So Chirinos, his 10th double, 41st run driven in. And now Luis Castillo, 0-2, reached on an error his last time up. Left-handed hitter. Beltran the righty, a high set. Deals home. And the fastball misses down and away for ball one. Check swing, peel to second, no swing. And now the rain's starting to fall even harder, although from what I can see right now, it's literally only falling in right field. It's falling in right, but everywhere else in the diamond, and now it's coming in over home. The 1-0, this is up high for ball two. It's falling predominantly hardest in right field. Two and 0 on Castillo, two on, two out, second and third. And now Beltran will walk Brown back towards third as he was getting a little antsy down the line. Now you can hear it, the 2-0. Fastball misses high for ball three. This might be the heavy stuff. And this is coming down fast. Guess we'll try to get out here of the top of the fifth, but, ooh, man, this is opening quick. 3-0 pitch. Hard grounder to first. Willems down to a knee, able to snare it. Steps in the bag and retires Castillo himself for the final out here in the fifth. 3 runs come in for the Mudcats as the skies open up. Halfway home in this one, on to the last of the fifth. We'll see if the tarp goes on the field. But for now, it's Carolina 4, Delmarva nothing. And I imagine the tarp is going to come on the field here in any minute. And here we go. Tarp's coming on the field, and we're going into a rain delay. So we'll go ahead and step aside and hopefully come back with more baseball later tonight once this rain is done. But for now, rain delay here in the bottom of the fifth. It's Carolina 4, Delmarva nothing. Back sometime tonight here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.